teach. Mr. Burrow brought this to me. Right, he got back here. Oh, crud. Okay. Anyway. Okay, welcome to the Shack meeting. I appreciate all of y'all being here. I'm going to introduce everybody. This is Jason Varnon. He's a parent, but he's also has a medical background. We have to have different types of people on our committee. Megan is a parent. This is Megan Nelson. She has a daughter in pre-K, right? And you know them, the teachers and the coaches. And Marcus, do you all know Marcus? This is Marcus Wilson. He will have a kid in our school too. So thank you all for coming. This year, y'all have all signed in, right? Okay. I'm going to go over an overview of some of the things that have changed. Looking at where we're going will be different than what we did the last 2 years because what happened? COVID. And so we have not been able to do the exact same thing that we did prior to COVID. So he's laughing at me. Okay, here we go. So today, family and community involvement. He didn't come, but y'all did. Thank you for coming and participating in our parent involvement. We also have the concerts. We have other activities. Here at the end of the year, they'll have things that parents can be involved in. In the past, we had volunteers. In the last 2 years, you couldn't have come in here. But going forward, we are going to address getting volunteers to come back in to the school because it is nice to have them. On the health services, we do COVID testing. We've done that. The PE teachers are getting ready to do fitness gram. Getting ready, done.
Done,
getting ready. And Mrs. Wilson is doing it. And fitness gram is for third grade and up. And they do an assessment of how many 6 different parameters of physical agility and endurance. I think that's a good summation of it. So they're getting ready to do that. And so we also do a lot more things. We provide care for our kids because we love them here. Okay. And in our counseling and guidance area, Mrs. Curry is leaving. Did y'all know this? We are going to hire, I don't know, they're going to hire somebody full time. I don't know who that is. They have applicants. But the health curriculum or the talks, you know, that she would go in and do character talks with the kids and provide instruction that is in the TEKS. Do y'all know about TEKS? I'll tell you about TEKS later. They're the teacher's essential knowledge and stuff. And they have, I was looking at PE today. I didn't know that y'all had so many TEKS in PE. It's crazy. So, she created her own curriculum, but the new person probably will have to adapt a curriculum. And sometimes we, as a committee, have a part in deciding that. There is also a new proclamation coming out. Well, we'll get down there to the health education. It's about health education. PE, we do physical education here really well at our school. They do that really, really well. Our healthy school environment, I think that we did remarkably well. I'm going to give a shout out to Mr. Burrow. He created the COVID policy, and he was on top of every change every week. He listened every week, and it almost changed every week how to exclude the kids, how to include the kids. So I think they did a really good job. And we have one of the cleanest schools. It is really clean. I don't know. It doesn't smell like dirty bodies. And when I was in elementary, it sort of stunk. So anyway, there you go. Employee health and wellness. That's an area that we have looked that we need to improve upon. We do provide flu shots, and we could improve maybe providing, I don't know, some type of employee wellness program or something. That would mean that we couldn't drink Cokes or eat chocolate, so the conference room would be off, right? So, all right. And then health education. There was a new proclamation this year, and the proclamation said, if you teach sex ed in the high school, this is why we're really having the meeting, is this part. If you have sex ed in the high school, you have to have it community-based input. You don't, and we have to all agree on the curriculum. And what is really interesting is you do not even, according to the TEKS, have to teach sex ed in high school. So probably in 7th and 8th grade, they have to have 7th and 8th grade. We've got to put that back in there this year. And they watch a video that's state mandated. They have to. And then we do the puberty tapes when they're in 5th and 6th grade. No, 4th and 5th. So they watch it twice. So those are some things that our school is doing. One of the things, I have a notebook if y'all are ever interested. We have a health curriculum. It's called the Buena Star. If we ever change it, we as a committee would have to vote on it. And then if they decide to do sex ed, the committee would have to vote on it as well. Do y'all have any questions?
So we do or do not do sex ed in high school right now?
No. We do not do sex ed in the high school. No, it is required. So I read through those TEKS, and it's pretty amazing what is not required. So we just got through teaching. I'll tell you some things that really cool things the school has done. We had the Bridge come, and they did a training for child abuse and sexual abuse, I would assume, that we could put those in there. And all the staff and all the board members were present for that. It was really, I thought it was great. I thought it was good. And we're doing Stop the Bleed, and then we have to do the high school. We have to teach CPR. Did y'all take it? Did you take it? Y'all took it. Did you take CPR?
I took what?
CPR in high school? Okay. I didn't know how far back it went. So anyway, we'll do that here at the end. So we have some things coming up for education and for physical assessment of our things. Do y'all have any questions other than that? Okay. Thank you for attending.